from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, hey, Stain. I listen to you a lot, except when my wife's in the car, then it's music.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Guru. Shut up. Don't even go there. He's sick. My guy is sick, and we don't pile on when people are sick.
God, unless it's a Thursday.
Oh, man. Willie Mays has really got us thinking about why was he universally loved? Who's universally loved now, if it's even possible? But you brought up something interesting. 888-957-9570. I'm going to grab some calls in a sec if you want to jump into this conversation. But go ahead. So Willie Mays.
Well, I'm going to tear him down.
He's universally loved.
I'm not going to do that.
No, I know, but I mean, you were going over his numbers. He did not perform well in the postseason, right?
No. Well, for a player of that caliber, no, he didn't. In 5 World Series, which now includes the Negro League World Series, okay, because of the inclusion of statistics, which will be honored later tonight in addition to a litany of things at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. But he was a .230 hitter in 5 World Series across 21 games. Drove in 6 runs, didn't hit a home run.
And I guess
one World Series.
I guess what I would ask is, why have I'm a sports nut. Ever since I was a kid, I was 9 years old when Willie Mays was a Met. I think I have a pretty solid on baseball history. Why have I never heard that Willie Mays didn't do much in the postseason?
I
don't know.
Well, no, I'm genuinely curious though. Yeah. For baseball, do you think about underperformers?
Well,
like players who didn't come up big in big moments in the postseason. I think we think about moments, you know, like Bill Buckner,
right,
or, I don't know, someone dropping a fly ball. But I don't know if we think about the players, like their overall, like how were they in the playoffs?
Well, I can just speak for myself. The one thing I think baseball, where fans don't come down the players' roads as much, is because very few teams made the playoffs back in, let's say, the 60s. So there was just an understanding among baseball fans, especially when you had like the Yankees dynasty. There was more of an understanding with baseball fans that they're guys who are just unbelievable. They just can't get to the postseason because their team's not good enough. You know, Ernie Banks obviously is someone who comes up. Like nobody ever says Not Ernie Betts. I mean, they say it, but they don't hold it against him, I don't think. You know what I mean? Because it's just understood that a lot of baseball players had the numbers were against them in terms of the percentage of teams that made the playoffs. So I feel like baseball does have more players who you just give them a break because they never played in the postseason, because that's the way it was.
That's true, but so, it wasn't as if he didn't, though.
Right. And, but as far, but you're absolutely right as far as playoff performances. Like, I don't come to think of it. I don't know how guys played in the postseason, you know, in the glory years of baseball in the 50s or 60s, if you want to call them that. You're right. I don't know.
I mean, it could have been omitted. I think part of it, too, is like he did win a World Series very young. I mean, I think he was in his early 20s in 54 when they won as the New York Giants. But I, at least the way that I think most people view baseball, the playoffs can accentuate or like further your legend or further your lore. But it's really about what you do in the regular season. Because you got 162 a year. And if you're playing for a quarter century like Willie Mays nearly did, well then, yeah, I'm thinking about the 660. I'm thinking about the 301. Like I'm thinking about the 12 gold gloves. I'm thinking about the 24-time All-Star appearances. I'm thinking more about the body of work than, comparatively, the 5 World Series, which is pretty small. So, yeah, like he didn't perform well in the postseason, but I think because of the rest of his greatness and the rest of the statistics, it just overshadows that.
I hear you.
That small part.
Well, somebody on the Xfinity Mobile text line, 415, it this is kind of interesting. Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson was a great player, but most of his reputation is from what he did in the postseason, right?
Yeah, totally.
So now he hit a lot of home runs in the regular season.
563.
Was it that many? Wow.
Yeah, he hit a crap ton. He also owns the record for most strikeouts in
That's
a career.
Okay. But oh man, he would have fit in great right now.
Yes, I think he would have fit in whatever era.
Will Will's in Richmond. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Steiny?
Doing well, thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Just real quick, though, you just kind of threw the reverse argument back on something I had mentioned to you in regards to an alternate world. If there were playoffs back in the 50s and 60s, and Willie would have had a bigger body of work, What could we have potentially seen? And, of course, in the 50s and 60s, there were no playoffs. You won the National League pennant. You won the American League pennant. Those two teams played in the World Series, and that was it, okay? So you don't have, you know, postseason records like that. But the reason I called, I was listening this morning to John Miller, and he had touched on something very important, you know, in regards to, you know, an athlete's popularity, how he's out there in public, and that was the word style. Willie played with style. The way he caught the ball, the way he ran the bases, even the way he jogged off the field. And I keep thinking, you know, of the catch.
Right.
And, you know, everybody says the great catch over the shoulder. But it's kind of like when you look at that play, you slow it down. He's running into the abyss at a dead run. And he's going straight at the wall. Now, we don't know how far out that wall is, but he's running flat out like he's, you know, it's all or nothing. I could die or catch this ball. And when you look at those high, sinister walls, it looks like something, you know, out of a superhero movie or something. It was amazing.
Right.
But Steph Curry has style. And it first came out about 7 years ago when one of the pregame shows flipped to the pregame, the Warriors were going to play, and they show a camera shot, and all you see is basketballs flying out of the end of the tunnel And into the basket. And I don't know who it was at the time that says, you know what that is? And then they flipped to another camera. It was Steph Curry in the tunnel, flying off those haymakers and swishing them one after another. And just to elaborate, I know you got other listeners, but when he steps to the line, you know, he his teeth in his mouth, he kicks that mouthpiece out and is holding it on the edge of his lip, you know, while he's, you know, shooting these free throws. And, you know, if you want to take it a step further, when he's on the golf course, you know, in the Caesars, and he's strutting down the
you know, the fairway, and he gets to that one hole, and all the fans are just sitting there beckoning him to throw a basketball, you know, and he swishes the couple or misses. But that's style
right
there.
Good stuff. Thanks. Sorry about that, Will. But, yeah, it's Curry definitely has style. But I think it's absolutely. I think it's interesting. His name came up before the show with our boss, Nahigian. Nahigian was not here for the whole entire staff year. I think he came in, I don't know, 15 or 16.
His bandwagon.
But he said he used to hate Curry's mouthpiece. It was one of the reasons he didn't like Curry, because of that damn mouthpiece hanging out of his mouth when he's shooting foul shots. So, you know, it's funny how that can be interpreted. Like, okay, here's one. We were talking about Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe, tell me if you agree with this, if you're a listener. Kobe was one of the... Kobe looked like he was headed toward possibly becoming like more famous after his career as a basketball player than when he was a basketball player. It felt to me like Kobe was going to dive headfirst into entertainment and music, and sports would still be part of his life. And women's sports issues. Like, I think Kobe might have been headed for something greater than just thinking of him as a basketball player.
Yes, but I mean, it doesn't take away from what he was as a player.
Right.
I mean, he's just, it's associated with winning. Like it.
But Shaq.
So I think Shaq is, like, I love Shaq. Shaq's just cool.
Right.
Shaq is, he's self-deprecating. He's figuratively and literally the largest personality in any room that he walks into. But I feel like he also makes everybody comfortable. I don't know if Kobe Bryant, when he was playing, made everybody comfortable.
Right.
Because he was a psycho competitor. Curry is extremely competitive. But the theme throughout there, to me, is how genuine they are. Like, what I see on the court is also what I believe them to be off the court. Like, they play like themselves. I don't know. Like, I feel like I get a glimpse into who they are by watching them play. You know, Curry is, he can be a little cocky. Like, he can be competitive. He can be petty. He can be a showman. He can be an entertainer. He can also just kind of float a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe was so unbelievably intense. I know Shaq was a killer too, but Shaq was also, he had some fun on the court. He kind of messed with the guys. He was on the bench joking with his team. Like, Kobe was always just zeroed, like locked in. And that's what I think of when I think of him as a player. So it really, as far as, you know, who you want to kind of, I guess, represent you, I guess it just depends on your personality.
Right.
And that's why I think that someone like Curry, maybe compared to Kobe, probably resonates with more people, because there is the psycho killer a part of him, but he's also the everyday guy. Whereas Kobe, it just felt like he is just willing to do literally everything to risk life and limb for a W. And I don't know if that hits home with everybody, but it hits home with a lot of people.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. In the wake of Willie Mays' death, we're just batting around what makes an athlete elevated in terms of the connection with fans. And here's an example I'll give, because there's more to just the game. You got to have more than just the game. For example, and I love this, alternate universe, all right?
Okay.
In an alternate universe, James Harden wins 4 titles in Houston. You think he's going to be as loved as Steph Curry? I don't think so. I mean, he'll have 4 titles, but I don't think James Harden, believe it or not, I don't think he'd have the connection with Houston that Steph has with the Bay Area. And it's because, hey, less people like Harden as a guy.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
And that quote's part of the reason. You know what I mean? So the caller earlier who said, man, you guys have been blessed in the Bay Area. Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, yeah, we got Curry. We also got Bonds. You know what I mean? But we did get Willie Mays.
I mean, like Barry Bonds is, you know, he might have had a little bit of help, but Barry Bonds is, in my opinion, like he's a greater baseball player than Curry is basketball player. But I don't think people will ever view him on the same level as Curry because of everything else. Like Bonds is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Curry is one of the greatest things that I've ever seen. But Curry is a far superior, you know, representative, face, leader, everything else that is involved in being a winner. Curry checks every single box. So, like, the talent, the individual, I would say, yeah, I would give the nod to Bonds. But if you're asking me who I'd rather want on my team,
yeah,
it's Curry, 10 times out of 10.
And that's kind of what I'm saying. Even in all these alternate universes, and this is, to me, why Curry is among the greats when it comes to connecting with the fans. I'm just thinking about Chris Paul. Say Chris Paul had four titles. He's still, and he's in one city. Like, he still wouldn't be what Curry is here. And I think part of it's just because, you know, he's considered a little bit, I don't want to say dirty, because I don't think he is a dirty player. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing the boat. Maybe, who's Chris Paul's first team?
Like the Hornets.
Charlotte?
New Orleans.
Okay, New Orleans. So he goes to New Orleans, and wins four titles. I mean, I still don't think he's Steph Curry in the Bayou.
No, I think it's because of Curry's game. Like, again, he changed the game. So there are people that have more rings than Curry, but there aren't many people that changed the way the game is played like he did. You know, from everything we've heard about Willie Mays, it sounds like he changed the way. I don't know if people played the game, but people tried to play the game like him.
Right.
You know, when kids go out and practice basketball, they're starting at the 3-point line. You know, it moves from outside in. You know, I'm imagining back in the 50s or 60s and 70s, after you saw Willie Mays played, you wanted to go practice the basket catch. You know, you wanted to play with your hat a little bit bigger so it would fly off because you wanted to be like Willie. I don't know how many athletes there are that you could look at and say, I want to be him. You know, there were certain things that I would practice as a little leaguer because I just thought they were cool. Like, I love the way that Ichiro would step to the plate and kind of untuck the top of his jersey. Like, I thought that was cool.
Right.
That was just his thing. You know, but there is something to, that was me just as a baseball fan, but there's something to, like, Willie Mays was at the height of baseball when it was America's sport, so everybody wants to be him. You know, basketball in the Bay Area is massive. Curry's probably one of, if not the most popular athletes in the world. That's why people practice and shoot the deep three as much as they do now. You know, people wanted to be just like him.
Right. And I'm not like, I just thought of Shaq and Kobe. They were teammates. And Shaq was considered less of a hard worker than Kobe. Let's put it that way. I also think with Shaq, there's something very tangible, and that is he's huge. He's 7'2". And I think that works against a player in a way, because it mitigates his greatness on the court almost. Well, Shaq's the biggest player. Yeah, he's got four or five rings, but he's Goliath. So he's got Shaq almost has to do extra, which, by the way, I think he's the big lovable teddy bear, right?
Yeah.
And I think more people love Shaq now than when he played. And I'm not talking about people that just didn't like him because he was on the other team.
Yeah, but I also think Shaq is one of the few people that did live up to his stature as a player. Like, when he played, he looked and was the most dominant player on the court.
Right.
So I think that works against a lot of big men because they're supposed to be, you know, physically imposing because they're bigger than everyone else, but they're not. You know, Dwight Howard is a physically imposing figure, but I don't know if he was the most dominant player to play. Like, Shaquille O'Neal was the most dominant player maybe ever. Like, people talk about him in the same conversations as Will, not statistically,
right,
but in how he could impose his will on a game. So You're right. And now it's like, you know, he's on TV and he makes a lot of jokes and he comes down people's road, but he's lovable.
Right. We're asking what it was specifically about Willie Mays that made him universally loved, and if there's anybody else out there like Willie Mays. Here's a great one. And this is a big part of it, because we don't have to, you don't have to be a stickler. Okay, I'll give you Willie Mays is the greatest baseball player of all time.
Yeah.
Will you give me this one? Jerry Rice is the greatest football player of all time. Just meet me halfway. Just say yes.
No, I will give you that.
There are some people that believe that.
Well, he's got the biggest gap at his position between him and the next than anybody else.
Okay. He was...
I agree.
I mean, he was loved out here, but not like Curry. Or am I wrong? Like, Jerry Rice didn't say a lot, but that...
You think it's because of Montana? Like if Curry played alongside LeBron, and they both came up together at the same time, I don't know if we would look at Curry like we do.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about Jerry Rice. Like, it feels like he's more charismatic and open and almost, he's got a better attachment now to the Bay than he did when he played here. I think, what was it about Jerry Rice that made him a little extra than just one of the greatest football players? To me, it's he brought with him the look good, play good. And he was clearly among the hardest workers in football. Like, he just outworked everybody else. But he didn't have a lot of charisma when he was a player. And maybe that's the reason why people don't think of Jerry Rice the way we think of Mays.
I think it also has to do with the position. Like, wide receiver, you are dependent on someone else to help you be successful. That doesn't mean that Jerry Rice isn't the most, you know, he's the most statistically dominant football player maybe ever.
I know.
You could even make, like, I don't think, you know, Peyton Manning and Brady, maybe there's a conversation there for regular season, but like, Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver ever.
How about a guy like Mahomes?
Mahomes has Curry-like qualities. Like, he's kind of boring. But what he does on the field is not boring. Like, what he does the field is electrifying.
Right.
And you have to watch him, because he's going to do something that just makes you go, wow. Like, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah.
I still remember his first full season as quarterback, Monday Night Football against the Denver Broncos. He's running to the sideline on a third and short on a game-winning drive. He throws the ball left-handed. And he completes the pass, and he gets a first down. He goes down and wins the game. Like, that's something I have never seen before.
Yeah. Devin Smith on the YouTube chat, and this is exactly what's driving me today. Ricky Henderson is my GOAT. Okay. So Ricky Henderson, the same reason why people are drawn to Ricky Henderson: confidence, excitement, a little bit of ego. Like, some people like that. Not everybody does. So he only is a favorite player or makes an attachment with the guys that love the characteristics of his personality. And that's why I've become infatuated with Mays over the last 2 days. How do you get everybody on your side? How do you get to be universally loved, which is being thrown around with Willie Mays? And is it even possible anymore? And who's the closest? But that's, I don't know, when there's something about hearing everybody talk about Willie Mays, from Priest yesterday to Marty, that there was something different about Mays than your ordinary greatest player of his generation, one of the greatest players of his generation. I'm just trying to nail it down a little bit. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. If it fades out of its own accord, then it phases out of its own accord. We got plenty of other stuff to talk about. Warriors got some action or some issues. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
For
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.